This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to providing the products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, predator management continues to be a major issue for livestock producers across much of the northern and western U.S. While wolves and grizzly bears remain protected in many areas, ranchers have long argued that growing predator populations can create challenges for both livestock and rural communities. When I was in Washington, D.C., I had a chance to hear from Associate Deputy Secretary Karen Bud Phelan of the Department of the Interior and how the agency is approaching predator management while still meeting its obligations under the Endangered Species Act. We'll hear more after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
Karen Bud Phelan of the Department of the Interior says wolf management varies significantly depending on where the animals are located and whether they're managed by states or remain under federal protections.
With regard to the federally listed rules, Department of Interior is looking at its regulations regarding when it can determine that wolves are causing too great a livestock loss or human health and safety. And if you look at some of the maps we've seen, wolves in Wyoming, quite frankly, have been shot at so many times because they're under state management. They are afraid of people. They stay in Yellowstone, and there hasn't been a cow in Yellowstone National Park in forever. Wolves that don't have that kind of active management are not near as afraid. And if you look at the current maps with regard to wolf kills and residences, it's quite frankly really scary. And so Interior is looking at its regulations to see if we can go farther in wolf management to protect human health and safety and to protect livestock. And the White House is asking us to do that, to be able to protect our ranchers, and we are certainly going to do that.
Bud Phelan says that similar discussions are taking place regarding grizzly bears, particularly in areas where populations have grown beyond management targets. She says the Interior is pursuing additional flexibility that could allow states to play a larger role in managing bear populations while remaining compliant with federal law.
At OIRA now, which is the federal agency that coordinates with all the other federal agencies for rulemaking, is a regulation to downlist the grizzly to threatened, and then adopt a 4D rule. And under the Endangered Species Act, a 4D rule is a rule that Department of Interior writes that looks at the causes of the listing and then tailors the cure to the causes. If you don't have a 4D rule, then all take is unlawful. But with a 4D rule, if you're doing something to bother the bear, and it's not one of the reasons that it is on the endangered species list, you can do it. And so we are going to do that as a first step to try to get relief.
Bud Phelan says the Interior Department is continuing to review options that provide protections for wildlife while also addressing concerns from ranchers who deal with livestock losses and other impacts from growing predator populations. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.